Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, and from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran lives in Oakland, California, and his preaching today is entitled, The Many Blessings Available to All.
We read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die. He was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built a synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them, but when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I do not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and let my servant be healed, for I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it." And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, he said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Mass, in the reading to the Corinthians, Paul complains about the way that Christ's followers are treating one another. We may look at the unity that Christ gives to his church, see a way in which we might become more effective followers in all the ways in which Christ invites us. Often my prayer is centered around my suffering and needs. What is needed is an expanded consciousness of the way in which Christ is calling us to participate in life with greater freedom, joy, and inclusion of our brothers and sisters in a more significant way. Sometimes my prayer life my thoughts are just in the past. I just am aware of my needs and sufferings, my failures along the way. But I really need something new. I need to focus my efforts on prayer in the possibilities that the Lord presents for me in the future. In today's gospel, we see someone who is sort of an outsider beginning to respond in faith and discovering how Jesus heals his servant. We might build our consensus and activities around the certainty that Jesus will respond to our needs and petitions. The gospel concludes with Jesus saying, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And then the messengers return home and they find that the slave is in good health. A beautiful conclusion. This gospel presents us with a positive enactment of our life in Christ. There's a challenge, then our response, and even in my small life, an often surprising conclusion to the difficulties encountered and the solution that arises out of the heart of our faith. My challenge in life is to respond wholeheartedly and with an active imagination to the opportunities that present themselves. If there is a flaw in my approach to the Christian life, it is in the fact that I do not always expect or even notice the full effect of Christ's generous responses and the solutions that he brings about to the problems and challenges that I face in my day-to-day experience. A greater part of my prayer might be given over to exploring and discovering the full richness that Christ makes available to me in the most ordinary of circumstances. Isn't that a challenge for many of us? To see God's generous and loving hand in the possibilities that bless our lives. I could spend some valuable time at prayer just considering all of the blessings the Lord brings to my experience. In everyday give and take of things in my most ordinary life. Sometimes I enter into prayer and thank God for the various blessings that touch my life. The trick is not to try to become too busy, but just to let the goodness found in my usual awareness of God form and bless and bring to joyful fulfillment the events, needs, and blessings of my life. That I am alive at all, when you come to think about it, is truly a remarkable event. That my life should be blessed by an invitation to holiness and the adventure of the Spirit is a blessing well beyond my comprehension. We need to simply take the time to rest in and rejoice in the favor and wonder that God's life is giving to each one of us. Today's gospel helps us to focus our attention on the many gifts with which God blesses our lives. We see a sort of outsider actively enter the flow of Christ's love for us. Today, I want to give some time in discovering how God's love can animate the people that do not formally practice a particular faith, and yet are alive to the possibilities of God's generosity, like the man on the gospel story. I want to become a witness to the remarkable way in which God reaches out even to the formerly unbelieving and creates with them his home in their hearts. I pray that God will bless you in your journey in just this way. God bless you.